Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we get to dive into the Word of God. This is our very own online devotion, and we are ready to go into the Word of God. Just see here what God has to tell us today. It's still the season of... It's still the season that we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, that we celebrate His birth. This is the Christmas season. And now the word that we have for you, this period is dedicated to this season. We've been taking a series for the past few days, and we'll be continuing the series today. If you're new to this platform, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, grab your Bibles, and grab your notepads. But most importantly, I want you to share. Share this message, and you might just be saving a soul this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says the reason for His birth, part 4. The reason for His birth, part 4. I'm today is taken from hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelation chapter 8 to chapter 11. Revelations from chapter 8 to chapter 11. Our memory verse today is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11, which says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Mark chapter 16, from verse 16 to 20. Mark chapter 16, from verse 16 to 20. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 16 it reads, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, today I will be concluding the study on the reason for the birth of Jesus Christ by looking at the impact of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. As I mentioned yesterday, Jesus paved the way for the Holy Spirit to live in believers. And the implication of this is found in John 7:38, which says, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. In other words, the scripture above is saying that everyone who is a believer has the Holy Spirit flowing in them, giving them the power to heal the sick, raise the dead, and perform all manners of miracles. This means that if you are a believer, the signs and wonders that Jesus Christ performed will also follow you, like we say in Mark 16:17. And you will even do greater works, like we see in John 14:12. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the veil of the inner chamber in the temple was torn into two, as seen in Matthew 27:51. This means that the manifest presence of God was no longer the exclusive reserve of the high priest. Every child of God has access to the throne of grace and can do the same thing that only the high priest could do in the Old Testament. Don't see ministers of God as the only people who can work miracles. You also can work miracles if the Holy Spirit is abiding within you. John 3:34 tells us that Jesus Christ was given the Holy Spirit without measure as he represents God and speaks his word as he was sent. This implies that the expression of the measure of the Holy Spirit within believers will vary with how well they fulfill the will of God for their lives. If you live holy and make a habit of spending quality time in the presence of God daily, it will keep increasing the measure of the Holy Spirit's expression in your life with evidence of signs and wonders. Beloved, circumstances around you should not dictate how you should live your life. You carry the Holy Spirit within you. Therefore, you should command situations and circumstances to favor you. The devil is afraid of believers using the power that they have in Christ. He can only oppress those who are not exercising the power they have in Christ. If you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you have a unique advantage because of the power of the Holy Spirit that you carry inside you. Start exercising that power today and you will see the devil tremble in fear. Today's Open Heaven comes to an action point that says, the next time you find someone who is sick, lay hands on the person and pray for him or her to be healed. Thanks for staying tuned today. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you? And you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowsradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Just copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisefellowsradio.com and available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store and Apple Store. It's free and easily accessible. This will give you access to all our amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.